Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yass, your Scarlet, Blue, and You host and the HLGU Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on our ever-beautiful HLGU campus. I have two very special guests with me today, and we're going to talk optometry and Hannibal LaGrange, which is very exciting. So please welcome Dr. Vanita Henry, who's the Associate Dean of Clinical Operations at the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Optometry. She serves as an instructor in the clinical topics of contact lenses and the Contact Lenses 1 courses, and directs three clinical locations and oversees students in their clinic. I also have with me Dr. Don Colburn, the chair of the Division of Natural Science and Mathematics at Hannibal LaGrange, chair of the science department, and professor of biology. Thank you so much for joining me today, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
It's great. Okay, so before we talk about optometry and Hannibal LaGrange, Dr. Henry, I would love to know how you became involved with Hannibal LaGrange.
Well, I think my first interaction was my oldest daughter decided that she wanted to go to a Christian university, and she came to a visit day, and she decided that Hannibal LaGrange was for her. And so through her interactions here, she was so happy with her education, her professors, her friends, this in the whole campus. And my pastor came to church one day and said that the Missouri Baptist Convention was looking for people to serve on different boards. And I thought with my long history in education that probably my best place would be to serve on a board for a university. So I put my name in and was elected as a trustee. So I served as a trustee from 2007 to 2017, was off for a few years and came back on. I'm back on as a trustee now. Since then, all three of my daughters and one son-in-law have all graduated from HLG. So our family has a great affection for the
It's fantastic.
University.
We're so thankful that you're here and an alum parent. That's fantastic. Okay, let's jump into optometry. So Dr. Colburn, we have this very special program between HLGU and UMSL College of Optometry. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's an articulation agreement that we have between Hannibal LaGrange and University of Missouri St. Louis College of Optometry. It's a what's called a 3+4 program. I don't know how many of our viewers and listeners may know what that is, but it means you go 3 years at one institution and then you transfer to the other institution, do 4 years there. And the way it works is for us, after 3 years here on our campus here in Hannibal, you go to St. Louis. After your first year there, you are awarded the bachelor's degree in biology. You have a BS in biology degree. And then after an additional 3 years, you get your doctor of optometry degree from University of Missouri St. Louis. So it's a way of, you know, people are always trying to find ways to compress their education a little bit. You know, dual credit is one of those. Early enrollment is one of those programs. This is another way of doing that, of trying to save cost, expedite the education, and yet still get a quality education that prepares you well to succeed in your chosen field. And so we think it's a great program, and we encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so how can people check it out? How can they learn more? What's the best way?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, hlg.edu, or reach out and contact me. My phone number is listed on the in the directory of the Natural Sciences Division. Shoot me an email, give me a call, contact our admissions people. They know about it, and they
Perfect.
Can put you in place with the right way to go about finding out more. And I'd love to sit down and talk with anybody anytime about all we have to offer here at Hannibal LaGrange, not just this program, but the whole broad spectrum of things that we have. I think we've got a lot to offer people here, and I want to tell our story.
Perfect. And Dr. Henry, we've had some Hannibal LaGrange students that have gone into optometry at your school, and you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Sure. There may be students that didn't come to the UMSL College of Optometry. I don't know that, but the four that have come through here, three of them in just the last few years, are Jason McDowell, Elizabeth Foss, Carter McDowell, making it a family thing, and then Riley Powell, and they've all gotten a great education at Hannibal LaGrange and been able to come to a professional program and compete with other students and show that Hannibal LaGrange is a quality education.
Well, because I know you have an admissions test.
Yes.
And you've said that our students come prepared.
They come prepared. There's an optometry's admissions test that you have to take regardless of what optometry school you go to. similar to an MCAT for medical school, or and they have to take that. And all the people who have come from Hannibal-LaGrange students have done well on that, and they've shown that they're prepared.
Because I'm going to guess that optometry, like medical school, is not an easy program.
It is not. And so you have to have the foundation. Mm-hmm. And some schools do not provide the foundation, but I can say that the students that have come from Hannibal-LaGrange definitely have the
Dr.
foundation.
Dr. Colburn does a good job.
He does.
Well, and she mentioned four students recently, and I was fortunate enough to instruct all of them. Not that that's what made them successful.
Oh, sure, sure.
They were just well-rounded students. They were involved not only in the academic side, but athletics, the campus community. And I think that's what's important. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're going into any kind of a professional field, is that you have book smarts as well, but also you know how to relate to people, to connect with people, mm-hmm. and to have a positive impact. And those were four students that I would say rose to the top in each of those areas, and that's why I think they're going to be very successful when they get into their chosen field of optometry.
Wonderful. All right, so Dr. Henry, how has the field of optometry changed since you began teaching?
I think the biggest change is technology. We're all surrounded by technology, and we have equipment now that we did not have mm-hmm. 20, 30 years ago. We can take retinal photos that are large digital photos that show not just pieces of the retina, but the retina in its entirety, mm-hmm. out into the periphery, and we can attach that to the patient's record so that when they come back in, we can look at it that each time and see if there's any changes. There's also a piece of equipment that maps the curvature of the front of the eye.
Okay.
There's another one that will take cross sections of the retina and allow us to look at minute details in the retina. So these are things, and they're non-invasive. We're not doing anything mm-hmm. to the patient. You know, we're not hurting them. We're not doing shots. We're not, you know, these are non-invasive technology that give us just so much more information.
That's wonderful. Good deal. How did you become interested in optometry?
I think two things, really. I was interested in a medical field. And I was looking at something I love the sciences. I was looking for something in the sciences and medical field. I thought optometry was a good fit for a wife and a mother, which mm-hmm. I wanted to be. And the second one is, I think our eyesight's our most valued sense for most people. And to be a part of people's lives and be able to improve that, mm-hmm. enhance that, or save that was just made me feel really good. Mm-hmm. So.
Very cool. Well, Dr. Colburn, so we have this optometry program. Yeah. Do we have other cool programs that maybe people don't realize we have?
We do. We have a couple of other programs specifically in the healthcare profession. One of them is through Logan University in the chiropractic school.
Okay.
We have a 3+3 program. It works essentially the same on our side, 3 years here. Then you go to St. Louis to Logan, 1 year there, you get a bachelor's degree here, and then 2 additional years, and you get the Doctor of Chiropractic degree.
And again, you save
and
that
you
year.
Save, yeah, and so
save the year of
you know
money.
It saves. It really is a win-win on two fronts because number one, you save a year of tuition. As we all know, that can be significant no mm-hmm. matter where you go.
Well, even on a master's level,
yes,
or doctorate level.
And then also, it puts you into your career path a year sooner, so you've got an additional year of income coming in mm-hmm. throughout your working life that you would not have had you gone through a longer path to that. And so it really helps. And I think one of the things that we see is those of us, and I'm talking about myself here, in the baby boom generation mm-hmm. here, as we are getting older and beginning to retire, the need for all kinds of medical professionals are beginning to increase.
So huge.
And so, yeah. And so we're going to see in every field an increased need for these people with specialized skills who can relate to people and help them and treat them. And there's just tremendous opportunity, I think, for employment, not just in the next 10 years, but for the next 20, 30 years as the baby boom generation works its way out through the system here. So it's a great opportunity. Then the second program that we have is with the Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Okay.
And it is a program a little bit different. You come here, get a bachelor's degree, and then you apply. They have what's called an early admissions program there. And they have 4 different campuses. They've got them in Virginia, South Carolina, Alabama, and Louisiana. Hmm. And so you go and you can become a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And as we know today, they specialize in every field of medicine mm-hmm. imaginable. It's not like it used to be maybe 30, 40 years
not
ago.
Just where general.
They were yeah, just kind of a family physician. Now they're in every field of medicine. And again, just a real opportunity there for people to come, get a degree from us, and then go into a healthcare profession, becoming a physician at the end. And the potential there is just unlimited for employment in those areas. And so that's what we want to encourage, students that have the ability to come in and make an impact in their career and give them some flexibility in terms of where they go, where they work, where they want to be full-time, part-time, however they want to work that out.
Well, and it just shows that if you have a degree that you're pursuing that maybe HLG doesn't specifically say we have that degree program, you should still check into it because we could have something that then goes right into the degree program that you're interested in.
And a lot of the medical fields have pretty similar prerequisites. I tell students all the time as I'm advising them, come here, work on a bachelor's of biology. You're going to get the chemistry. You're going to get the math. You're going to get the physics. You're going to get
all
the
biology.
All
those great classes.
All those wonderful classes that are going to set you up no matter what direction you decide to go. And then should you decide, you know what, I think maybe I'm just happy with a bachelor's degree, you still have a very marketable degree. You can go out and find a job in any number of areas within science. Or you can go a little further and pursue that medical training if you decide to do so. But this just gives you a lot of flexibility. Having the solid background in math, science, chemistry, physics, all that stuff opens a lot of doors that may not be available. Gives you
options. Which is
always what it's all about.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing about teaching?
My favorite thing about teaching is just interacting with the students, getting to know them. I enjoy particularly some of the freshman level courses because I see most every student that comes through this campus at one time or another, and just getting to know them, learn a little bit about their history, where they're from, what their goals are. And then, you know, we've really had this focus recently on a biblical worldview. And that's so important to me. You know, you can go any place and you can learn about chemistry and physics and biology. But to do it here, you're going to learn the facts, but you're also going to learn it from a biblical perspective. How is God's hand in this? And that's a big emphasis for us now. It's in our mission statement. And it's really who we are. It's a big part of our DNA here is a biblical worldview. And you're just not going to get that at many other institutions around. And so that's what I love about this place.
Yeah, you didn't get to see me.
No.
I wasn't going to sign up for a class.
No,
where
but
I
there's still time.
No, I dissected a grasshopper in entomology, and that was good enough.
Okay.
But I'm sure you were a great teacher. My sister enjoyed you.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Henry, what do you love about teaching?
The students. I love watching them grow from their first year to their fourth year. And we have small class sizes. Our class sizes are around 45 to 50.
Oh,
and so I interact with each year, mainly second, third, and fourth years. And so we really get to know them. We have a real family feel. And just watching them grow from first year to fourth year. And then when they go out and they're alumni and they call you up and they want to tell you what they're doing or they want to ask you a question. And I just feel like I even touch more patients by teaching the students because they're going out and seeing patients. So the students are just a wonderful part of it.
Yes, that's why we're here. It's good
that's
stuff.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed this, and this just opens up my eyes about what the program is, and hopefully some of our viewers and listeners will be like, I had no idea that was an option, and maybe they'll check into it.
Check us out at HLG.edu.
Oh, yeah. And we'll put some links in the podcast.
And if they want any more information about UMSL optometry in particular, feel free to email me, vhenry@umsl.edu.
Thank you. That'll be great. We'll put that link in there, too. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.